November 2008. Weather signs needn't be folklore. They can appear in modern dress. Years ago, on first moving to the Vermont foothills from farther south, and knowing little of serious winter weather, I took note of the effort made in the fall by the road crew in my town to mark the local culverts and smaller bridges. They planted slender sapling poles where a stream or drainage cut passed under a roadway. Evidently, the poles were for the benefit of the snowplows. They warned the drivers to avoid the culverts when clearing the roads of snow. Very well. But why, I asked myself, did the marker poles have to be 9 feet tall? When the first winter storm arrived that year, and then the second and the third, when ramparts of plowed snow reared beside the roads and only the top foot of the marker pole showed above them, I found I had discovered a very plausible weather predictor of a particular kind. We are told to observe how deeply chipmunks bury the nuts they gather in the fall as a clue to the severity of the winter to come. Deeply buried nuts mean a cold winter. In the same spirit, I have learned to notice the length of the poles that the town cuts each year to mark the culverts. If those poles are 5 feet long, I await the winter without anxiety. Poles over 7 feet long, however, are cause for alarm.